Time now for your letters. Last week, our series on Beyond Black and White focused on racial and ethnic tensions in Hawaii between whites and the island's Native community. Many Native Hawaiians say they've been marginalized and are seeking restitution in the form of Hawaiian sovereignty. We heard from many of you about that segment. Geneva Winterrose of Seattle, Washington wrote, "The Hawaiian Islands were not empty rocks in the middle of the Pacific when the U.S. forcibly took them over. The Hawaiian kingdom had a rich and thriving culture, which has every right to continue today." But James Fry of Middletown, Ohio, commented, "How far back do these separatist movements want to go? There has to be a point where you accept how things are and get on with life. Remembrance is one thing, but continuing to harbor resentment for past wrongs is pathologic." Last Sunday, we also aired a story about new legislation in Rhode Island, which effectively outlaws all form of prostitution in that state. The story sparked a debate on our website about whether prostitution should be legal. Jess Henrys wrote in, "Prostitution has flourished for thousands of years, despite all attempts to end it. It's just an accepted part of our hypocritical culture. Burying prostitution under a mantle of shame and blame is tailor-made for criminality and violence." And finally, last week we spoke with NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giwax about the problems many people have saving money. She cited a study which stated that about half of Americans are unable to save $2,000 within 30 days. Michael Snellen of Arroyo Grande, California, wrote in to remind us about the importance of having a rainy day fund. He started one after getting married. He continued, "I accumulated enough for a down payment on a house and then applied the saved amounts to investments. Even though the recent financial collapse cut me in half, I'm still debt-free and think I'm prepared for retirement with or without Social Security." We'd like to hear from you. You can leave comments on our website, npr.org, and you can also reach us on Twitter. We're NPR Weekend, all one word, and we're on Facebook, too, at facebook.com/weekendedition. This is NPR News.